This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the historical book of Acts, looking in chapter 3. Here it is now on this Friday morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're hearing this. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. If you're hearing this on the radio, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. This Sunday morning, we are looking at the Faithful Church of Philadelphia. And here's what the Son of God says to this church. He says, I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door and no man can shut it. That's the promise to the faithful church. He's going to open up a door of ministry for you that no one can shut. No demon can shut it. No one can shut an open door that the Son of God opened. And this is a blank check to the church of Jesus Christ. The following week, we're looking at the lukewarm church. That doesn't apply to the lukewarm church. The lukewarm church is turn now before it's too late. You make me sick. You make me want to vomit. The week before, we looked at the dead church. He says that you have a reputation that you're alive, but really, you're dead. The faithful church, it's not decided on how many members you have or how big your church is or how much money you have in the bank. The faithful church is how many lives are changed amongst the people in the church. That's how you decide a faithful church and a living church is how many changed lives are there on the inside of it. How many of you are better this year or sin less and love God more this year, this August 28th, than you did last August 28th or August 28th of 2013? Do you love God more? Do you sin less? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness more now than you did last August 28th or the year before or the year before? These are the signs, really, of a faithful church and a church building that's doing it right. Not how much money they have, not how many people they have. It's how many people have experienced the transformed life. These are the true, genuine signs. And when you're in a faithful church, like I said, you have got a blank check. You have got the Midas touch where all that you touch turns to gold because God is blessing it. That's what we're looking at here this week and next here at Island Community Church, Sunday morning, 10:30. Here today, we're looking here at Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 3. We left off in verse 19 where he says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." Two commands. Repent means change your mind. It means stop doing what you're doing. It means acknowledge, homo legeo, speak the same things. The same things as what? The same things what God calls them. He calls it sin. Let's us call things the same thing that God calls them. He calls them sin. Let's acknowledge it. Homo legeo. That's translated in English as confess. If we confess our sins, acknowledge what it is, and turn and repent. Here's in Peter's command here. Repent, be converted. Acknowledge your sins. Call them out and confess them and repent of them and start going in the other direction. Second thing is be converted. Epistemo. strepho. Strepho means to turn. Funny enough, the Holy Spirit added this preposition epi to this. Now, that is a preposition of movement, of place, you know, like the epicenter of an earthquake or the epicenter, right? It means it's a point on a compass. Here, epistrepho means turn inward or turn towards. It's this Greek word for be converted. Turn towards. Turn towards where? Let's call it turn towards whom? That would be Almighty God. Turn to God or turn inward. Inward where? Well, where do you think your convictions come from? They come from him. Your conscience, if you're pricked in the heart by this, your conscience is a gift from God. And the Holy Spirit uses your conscience. Jesus said it was going to be this way. He said he was going to convict the world. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, he was going to convict you and I of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But the time is coming, you see, and some people aren't convicted anymore. We're going to read this here coming up here in a couple weeks here. In chapter 5, this is where we were at church, where it says that they were cut to their heart and then plotted their death of Peter and John for preaching Christ. But in chapter 2, it says they were cut in the heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see, there's the difference. Are you still cut in the heart that leads you to repentance? Well, that's your conscience. And God uses your conscience to have you do this, repent, be converted, so that your sins will be blotted out when, there's another adverb of time, when the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will send Jesus Christ. Certainly, that's what this is speaking of, right? This is speaking of his return here. Your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until. The heavens must receive him. The Lord Jesus said the Holy Spirit could not come here until he was taken up. And then he was going to send him. Heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. And I believe that we're coming awful close right now to this times of restitution. That Greek word there, it means to restore something to how it used to be. The word also is a definition of the perfect state of the world prior to its fall. Once Adam and Eve sinned and the mankind became, let's call, corrupted, and this earth became corrupted as well. Romans 8:19, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Even this world itself is corrupt, and it's waiting on the return of Jesus Christ. It's waiting on its restoration of all things. God's going to restore us. When you read Isaiah 61, Revelation chapter 21, it says, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the old one had passed away. Even the creation itself groans in expectation. And Peter says, even back then, 2,000 years ago, this time is coming here. Heaven must receive the Son of God until the times of restitution of all things. Jesus let us know when that time was coming, gave us signs. When they asked him, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? He gave the signs for us to know. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences. Because of lawlessness all around us, our love for one another would grow cold. And then he said, and many will betray one another and hate one another. And then many Christians will be killed on account of the name of Jesus. And then many will turn and be offended. And these are the signs to know that the restitution of all things is near, and every one of those signs right now is being fulfilled. Now let's move on here in our study of Acts. Okay, let's pick it up in verse 23, and then we'll wrap up this chapter. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, this is the Lord Jesus whom Moses talked about. Let's pick it up. I'm sorry, I missed the verse. Verse 22, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you. That's Deuteronomy chapter 18. Moses was talking about the coming of the prophet. Verse 23, and it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning every one of you from his iniquities. And that wraps up there chapter 3. I guess we'll close on this note here. Now this promise, friend, extends to you, and that is he wants to turn you from your iniquities. You have to admit them. You have to confess. Are you convicted of sins today? You know, we read in the Bible that when we hear the word of God, we're convicted. It's the Lord. He's trying to draw you back to him. Are you convicted when you hear this, when you hear the word? Are you convicted because you know you've walked away from God and he's been drawing you and calling you back? Well, now is the day to make this right. Now is the time to make this right. Lord only knows when he's coming back, but Lord only knows if you're going to make it home today. Now is the time to repent and be converted. That is, turn inward, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, or turn back to God. Now is the time to do this. And so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Notice that. Notice where refreshing comes from. You see, times of refreshing don't come through buying a boat. They don't come through divorcing your spouse. They don't come through a sex change operation. They don't come through doing something to your body or making any external changes. Times of refreshing, or I'll call it peace, come through being right with God. That's why you've got agita, as they say in Italian. Agita comes from him. He gives you an itch that you just can't scratch, you see, and it won't go away until you're right with God, because he loves you. The Bible says, having been justified by faith. Now, the word justified means to be declared not guilty by the judge in a court of law. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given you the itch you just can't scratch, agita, upset stomach, upset conscience, because he wants to reconcile you back to him. He's done all the work. All you need to do is repent and be converted and receive Jesus Christ. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.